السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، إن أخوف ما أخاف عليكم الشرك الأصغر الرئاء، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, we do amal in two types. Number one, we work for the dunya, which is halal also. We have responsibilities to fulfill the obligations of our wife and children and parents, etc. For that reason, we do have to work. But if our niyat and intention is good, that we are earning halal rizq for the family, for every minute we spend on the time, every step we take towards it, every effort we make to earn the halal rizq, is all regarded as thawab and ibadah. Keep in mind, we have to correct our intention. Innamal a'malu bin niyyat. If in the morning we are leaving from the house with this intention that I have to earn some money in order to fulfill the rights of my parents, children, wife, siblings, etc. So that 8 hours, 10 hours of working time will be rewarded, depend on his niyyah. And then one kind of work we do, which is we call amal salih, the good deed. That good deed we do for hereafter. So there is two categories. One, we are working for the dunya, and other side we are working for hereafter. And our main purpose of existence in this world is to prepare for hereafter. This is the verse, Suratul Kahf, the last word of Suratul Kahf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ. Whoever wish, likes to meet his sustenance, what he should do? فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. So he should work, and he should do good amal, righteous deeds. And the second thing, which is the topic of today's talk, وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Then he should not regard any partner. We should not commit any shirk in the worship of his Rabb to anyone else. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why ulama has said there are two conditions of acceptance of our every deed. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will judge our every amal, our every act, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Az-Zariyat, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Minute sin will be presented, in minute neki and good actions, and reward also will be presented and judged and weighed on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that who is that believer who does not want to meet his Lord? How beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has addressed in this verse of the Holy Quran, Suratul Kahf, the last verse. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ. Who wants to meet his sustainer, who is provider, he is the Razak. Who is there who doesn't want or doesn't like to meet his Lord? Everyone, every believer wants to meet his Lord. What he should do? فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Then he should do the good actions. And the second condition is وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. And he should not participate or regard anyone else with the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our ibadah, our worship should only be and solely be for the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why ulama said there are two conditions of acceptance of the amal. Number one, it should be done only for the sake of Allah, li wajhillah. And the second condition, that he should be done according to the sunnat of Rasulullah. There are two conditions. Number one, that amal, that act should be done only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second thing is, it should be done according to the Mubarak sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If these two conditions are not found in any amal, no matter how great that amal is, by the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has no weight, no value. That's why it comes in the riwayat that on the day of Qiyamah, a person will bring good deeds and amal like heaps of the Mount Uhud, that much. But he never did those amal, those actions for the sake of Allah. It was not done by ikhlas. So even your amal is equivalent to the Mount Uhud by side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will be disregarded. No value whatsoever. On the other side, one little date spent for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ikhlas, with sincerity, that date Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise equivalent to the Mount Uhud. So it all depends on our niyat, on our ikhlas. The more we have ikhlas, sincerity in our amal, that amal will be more valuable and weighty inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that inna akhwafa ma akhafu alaykum shirk al asghar ar riya, because the weapon of the shaitan is to guide us or lead us towards the shirk. But the believer is not going to commit shirk, because shirk has two categories. Number one, shirkul akbar, openly, clearly, regarding any partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is called shirk akbar, the greatest shirk, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever forgive. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, a believer, a common believer, a layman, is not going to commit shirk. He knows Allah is wahid, Allah is ahad, Allah is the only one who is sustainer and provider and protector. He believes in that. Even the small child, he believes in one Allah. So shirk akbar is very hard to get involved in that. But what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us and reminded us is about the shirk al-asghar. And sahaba asked, what is the shirk al-asghar? The minor shirk. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained, it is the riya, show off. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam scared of it. He said, I'm scared of my ummah. They are going to get involved in shirkul asghar without knowing. That is the bad part. We don't know, because shirk akbar you know, and you stay away from that. It is against of iman. It is against of belief, right? We're going to stay away. We know that there's a big shirk. We're not going to go there. Shirkul asghar, on the other hand, is very minor, is hidden. And it's very easy to get involved in it. And when a person is committing shirkul asghar throughout his life, he will not even know that he was committing shirkul asghar only on the yawm al qiyamah when he will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then let him stay there, brother. Let him stay nearby door, so yeah, it's easy for him to get exit. Jazakullah khair. So that's the scary part. A person, for example, thinking that he's doing the good action, but he has intimidated his intention. And that little bit, you know, mixing of intention will make the entire amal, entire worship worthless, priceless, no value inside of Allah because of that mixture of the intention. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, from a ya'mal, you know, whoever is doing the good action, for ya'mal amalan saliha. Amalan saliha meaning there is no shirkul asghar, there is no shirkul akbar in that act from the beginning till end. That's why ulama explain, any good action we do, first of all, we should check our intention. Why I'm doing? In the beginning, before you start the work, any amal, for example, opening the Holy Quran, think, why I'm doing this? To show the people or for the sake of Allah? Check your intention correctly. You come to the masjid for the salah, check your intention. Why you came here? To show the people that you are musalli, or you are a righteous person, you are a God-fearing person, or you came to the masjid is the hukam of Allah to pray salat with congregation, and that's the reason why I am following the command of Allah and sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why I am here. So check your intention before you start your work, before you start your amal, before you start your deed. Okay, you have corrected your intention in the beginning. Shaitan is very shrewd, my brothers and sisters, and he's very clever. He has hundreds of tricks to misguide us, and that is his job, and he's involved in working very hard. Number one, he doesn't want us to come to the masjid, or he doesn't want us to do any good amal. He's going to stay, keep us away from the good amal. He's going to try to miss salat, he's going to try to miss the Quran, tilawat, zikrullah. That is his first effort. Not let us do the good amal. But by chance, somehow we struggle, we fight with shaitan, with nafs, and we win over and we came to the masjid. So, first battle, we won. Now, we corrected our intention in the beginning. No, I just came for the sake of Allah, I'm just going to pray salah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing else. So I corrected my niyyah. Good. We started Allahu Akbar, then we started Surah Al-Fatiha. Then it's going to come in, do the waswasa, interruption. Okay. When you came, you were alone. Now look, there's someone else enter. What is going to do? He's going to extend his qira. Before he's just standing, he was alone, no one watching him. But as soon as someone enter, he say, oh, that person is came. Let me be more cautious. Let me pray more khushu so he can praise me. Look how devoted this person is. He's praying so devotedly. So now, in the beginning, I was good. My intention was correct for the sake of Allah. In the middle, something happened and my intention changed. Now I'm extending my qiraat. Now I'm extending my ruku and sujood. Now I'm extending my hands and raising my hands and making long duas. Why? So he is observing, he is seeing, he is looking at me. He must think and he must feel I am a better Muslim. He must praise me now. So now, after this half of the work, beginning I was doing for the sake of Allah, now my intention is going to change. Now from here onwards, I am doing to show him off. To let him know that I am a good Muslim, devoted Muslim, and look how nicely I am praying my ruku and sujood and qiraat. So from halfway, Allah is aside and someone else enter in my same ibadah, in my same amal. Allah say, no, I don't want it now. The moment someone else's intention enters in the amal, Allah leave that amal. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. In Rasulullah s.a.w. has mentioned one of the hadith. So what I'm trying to say, in the beginning we should correct your intention. In the middle, while you are doing, you must correct your intention. And when you finish that amal, whether it's the salat or qiraat of the Quran, is askar, any good amal, at the end of amal, you should check your intention again, that whatever I have done, was it for the sake of Allah, or was it for the sake of people to praise me, to regard me a good Muslim. Even your amal is done already, but again, it can be different. So again, we have to change and check our intention, why I did this amal. It was for the sake of Allah, or was it for the people? So three times for every amal, we have to correct our intention in the beginning, in the middle, and at the end of the amal. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and this is the hadith Qudsi also, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, hadith Qudsi meaning the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the message is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Ana aghna shuraka anishir. I am very independent amongst all the shuraka, whoever is, you know, committing shirk. Man amila amalan ashraka fihi ma'ya ghairi. This is what's happening 99%. Man amila amalan, whoever does any good action, any ibadah, any worship, ashraka fihi, by intention, that people must regard me a good person, people must regard me a righteous person, people must regard me and praise me, I am Godi, person of God. I am so devoted to him. Ashraka fihi ma'ya ghairi, anyone else, he is, you know, regarding that amal with me, taraktuhu wa shirkahu. So I leave that amal and that shirk for him. I stay away from that amal. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man yusmi yusmiullahu bi wa man yura'a yura'a Allahu bihi. That whoever wants to show off, Allah will make it like that. Allah will make him, that people will praise him whole life. And whoever will do any amal for the riya, for the show off, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay, do it, I don't care. And he does her entire life in that kind of person. And he regarded himself, and people also think, oh, he was very punctual, he was very righteous, he was very good, this, that. People will praise him, because people can only see outward action. They don't know what is inside the heart. You know, يَعْنَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. That is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is going on inside your heart, while you are praying, while you are reciting the Quran, while you are making zikrullah, while you give sadaqah, charity, while you are standing and writing your name, or write $1,000 for my son, so people must praise me, how generous I am. So correct your intention for every amal. Rasulullah said, the moment a person includes someone else in that amal, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, I taraktu, I leave him. I don't want that kind of mix amal. I want clear and clean amal just for my sake. That's why on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, it is said that the angel will announce that, oh person, come here, you prayed salat, but you not prayed for Allah, you prayed for people to praise you. Go get your reward from the people. Allah is not going to give you any reward today, because you were not praying for him. You were not giving sadaqah for him. You were not fasting for him. You did not go for Hajj and Umrah for him. Sometimes people go every year for Umrah and Hajj, and they mention, I made 13 Hajj, Umrah. I made 50 Hajj and Umrah. Why you have to mention the numbers? Allah knows how many times you went and how many Hajj and Umrah is accepted by Allah. You don't have to say the people how many times you went. It's for the sake of Allah. But the moment you're going to mention, people must regard him, oh, he's a haji, big haji, it goes every year. Khatam, finish, your reward is gone. So we have to be very, very careful, my brothers and sisters. We are working so hard to do good amal is not easy. It's against of our nafs. Any good amal, any salat, any Quran is against of our nafs. Our nafs is designed not to do any amal. He just want to enjoy, amuse in this world. If you do, you have to oppress your nafs, number one, and then you have to fight with the shaitan. Aduwwu mubin. External enemy, internal enemy. Two enemies. You have to fight to come to the masjid or to do any good amal. You have to fight and wrestle with two kind of enemies. And then you are winning and you are doing some action and amal. And now your intention, if it's not good, and there is a shirkul asghar, minor shirk in your amal, Allah is going to reject. You won't get any reward for that. So that's why, whatever with the tawfiq of Allah, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make dua after every salah, oh Allah protect me from the riya, from the showing off. So we should also make dua, be mindful and cautious. I made so much of effort, spent the time, spent the gas, came to the masjid, and I'm praying. Now if my reward, I'm not going to get it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why I wasted my time, why I wasted my money, and why I wasted my energy. So my brothers and sisters, a very delicate situation that first of all, we don't do that many amal, to be honest. We are not that punctual. But any time when we come, and our niyat is not khalis, is not sincere, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then everything is faded and is destroyed just because of the mixing of our intention. So may Allah give us tawfiq to do any amal only and solely, exclusively for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our amal can have weight and wazan on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. And the reason why we made this good amal and actions, may Allah reward us accordingly through His mercy and through His rahmah. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.